with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden and President-elect Trump are both claiming credit for the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal in Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Announcing the ceasefire, the president said the agreed-to plan is based on the deal he laid out last year.
This is the exact framework of the deal I proposed back in May. Exact.
Mr. Biden pointed to many months of American-led diplomacy and said it's one of the toughest negotiations he's ever experienced. Meanwhile, Donald Trump wasted no time in claiming credit, saying it could have only happened as a result of his victory in November. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pam Bondi, President-elect Trump's pick for Attorney General, began her confirmation process before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Attorney General Bondi was met with praise and contention during the hearing's first round of questioning. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz asked if she could be impartial.
If you are confirmed as Attorney General, will you pledge to fairly and faithfully uphold the law regardless of party?
So help me God.
Amen.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono described the president-elect as very partial.
I think it's really important to us that the Attorney General be independent of the White House. And you have a president-elect who considers the AG's office his law firm.
Hirono asked if Bondi would prosecute a perceived enemy of the president if she were ordered to do so. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Firefighters reported significant gains against the two massive wildfires burning around Los Angeles, while also extinguishing smaller blazes set by arsonists. The progress was reported Wednesday as a final round of windy, flame-fanning weather moved through Southern California. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 703 points, the Nasdaq rose 466, the S&P advanced 107. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to immediately take action against a precipitous rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe with no intention of returning. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks close higher after an encouraging update on U.S. inflation. The S&P 500 jumped 1.8% for its best day in 2 months. The Dow climbed 1.7% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 2.5%. Strong profit reports from the biggest U.S. banks also helped launch indexes. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs helped lead the way. Treasury yields eased in the bond market on hopes that Wendy's inflation report could help convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates further later this year. European stocks rallied, while Asian markets were more subdued. The Dow was up 703 points to close at 43,221. The Nasdaq gained 466 points to 19,511. The S&P 500 added 107 points to 5949. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.